Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Before the break, we teased this notion of what can your money do for you in retirement?
Okay, I'm interested on that. What?
What do you think people are thinking about? When I was thinking about that little throw to the next segment, when I said it, I thought people might be thinking about, well, what am I going to invest in next? Or, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That is not what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about what your money can do for you. What is the experience that it can create, buy for you, allow you to have, right? That's the value of money to me. And Faisal, I'm going to throw this thought out, but I think people get lost in the idea of having money, right? However much you have, right? That money is going to do something for you and for your family, right? And how much are you thinking about what that experience is that you're going to have with that money? And I don't think people think of it in those terms, right? We go out and, as an example, we buy a product. I buy a new car. Are you buying a new car or are you buying some experience, right? Because it's emotional, isn't it? You're more interested in the color of your car than you are on how the engine necessarily works, right? I'm buying a trip to go somewhere. Really? Is that what you're buying? Or are you buying the experience of what you're going to have when you're there, right? The people you're going to meet, the food you're going to eat. This is the concept I want to try to help people develop, right? Because if you can, from an investment perspective, if people can explain to us what their money is going to do for them and their family, doesn't that help us craft a plan and a strategy?
Oh my God!
Right, and give connection to that.
Yeah, that's a big help for us because it's not just an investment portfolio.
Right.
It is the intrinsics within what you're going to be doing it and what you're going to be doing with the money. What does it mean to you? Because we ask this question, what does money mean to you?
Right.
And sometimes I get security.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know I have a lot of money so I don't have to worry or experience the things that I experienced in my past.
Right.
Okay. So security is one level of what money can provide you.
Yep.
But that security is also experiences within that.
Sure.
I do not want to experience whatever I have in my past. So more money gives me the security to know that I can have what experience.
And that's a really good one because people talk about not just the sum total of money, but many people will talk about that emergency fund.
Yeah.
I want to keep it in cash, right? But cash isn't paying me anything. Well, what's the experience you want to have, right? Is that money designed to give you growth? Is that the experience you're having? Or is that capital designed to provide the security blanket you know to sleep at night so that things start moving around? And so this is my point on this segment. We talk about, and I've been talking about this for a long time, so I've been pushing on this particular idea, and it's evolving as we think about it. It's evolving from just experience to achievable experiences.
That's right.
Okay? And I want to use an example, just a personal example, and sort of maybe this was the sort of the genesis of it. And you know me, I'm a bit of a nerd, a bit of a geek about this stuff. And my family and I were going to go on a vacation pre-pandemic. And I've always had a fascination with castles. So I wanted to rent a castle. And I rented a castle. Now, when I say that, I bet people listening to this are going, oh my God, that must be
You got lots of money,
expensive.
Mr. Popowicz.
Right, that's crazy expensive.
Yeah.
The answer is it wasn't. And I'll tell you how much it cost us at the end of the day. But I started with this idea of the experience I wanted to have. And then I went out and seeked ways to do that, right? Now, I got to tell you, my budget didn't permit me to rent Buckingham Palace.
Oh.
Couldn't have that particular
experience. Couple of dollars short of that one, eh?
Correct. Correct. But this is the experience I had, okay? This is the most memorable part of this trip. I was, our daughters are about the same age. We're probably going back about 4 years ago. So they're pretty young. But they're old enough to know what's going on. So we were out on a day trip to see a different chateau. We were in southern France. And one of my girls looks at me and says, Dad, I'm tired. Can we go back to our castle?
What?
I thought, oh, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Right? That was the experience that I paid for. Now, again, I don't have the budget to rent Buckingham Palace. So when I started looking around, the cost, just to put in perspective, of the accommodations, we rented a 13th century castle, my brother and I. This castle had its own moat. It had its own pool. It had two complete units, like two-bedroom units, inside this castle that we rented, a whole place.
Yeah, yeah.
It was $2,300 Canadian each for the week.
Shut up.
I kid you not. I kid you not. And I have got these amazing, this amazing experience. And so this is the genesis of the idea. I'm not boasting about that experience. I'm just sharing with you sort of the passion of what actually happened when I started to think about not a trip, but I thought about an experience. An experience that I thought, ooh, that's going to be crazy expensive. Okay, and I'm not saying that $2,300 for accommodations in a week is not inexpensive, but it was achievable.
Achievable.
And even if I had to sacrifice something else, that year to accomplish that. That is not out of the realm of possibility for people, right? And so this notion of achievable experience.
But Dave, $2,300 is like an all-inclusive to Mexico.
No, agreed. But we had to get there. We had to fly there, and so it wasn't.
But just let's compare and contrast
right
there. $2,300, that is achievable.
Of course it's achievable.
And it's an experience that you wanted for the memories you wanted to create.
Right.
That's what money does.
That's what money's for, isn't it? You think I'll ever forget, Dad? Can we go back to our castle?
Do you think they will ever forget?
No.
There's pictures on the wall because of that.
That's right.
Similar experience I had. I'm a Ultimate Fighting Championship fan.
Yep.
Not a huge fan, but enough to go to one of these events. My best friend and I said, buddy, I want to take you on a trip. Let's go to Anaheim. This is, of course, pre-pandemic. And I'll make it really quick. He was all looking at how much these hotels are going to cost. And, you know, he's trying to do all these different cost-benefit analysis. Like, he spent more time on that than he did on his retirement plan. Okay? And so he's looking at all these things. He's like, I only have X number of dollars to sit in that stadium to watch, but the seats are so high. I'm like, don't worry.
Right.
We'll figure this out. For the same price as going to the moat, or to the castle,
yep,
we were able to sit front row.
Right.
We were able to go behind the scenes, get into the ring after the fights were over, wear the championship belt, right, hang out with the fighters, have all the drinks we wanted to drink, eat all the food we wanted to eat, and go to the press conferences.
Right.
And he's like, how? I go, it's achievable.
Right.
If you really want to look into it and get that stuff done, and
right,
that's the experience, the memory I'll have with my best friend forever.
Right. Forever.
That's the experience that I wanted to have, that he wanted to have. He just couldn't get his head wrapped around that. It was all achievable if we just do some digging and looking into it.
That's right. And when I say achievable, you know, the adding experience has been something I've been focused on for a long time. Adding the word achievable changed it in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's now, it's not saying it's inexpensive, right? It's not saying it's normal. It could be out there, right? That kind of one-off thing that you're going to do. It doesn't mean I'm renting a castle every weekend, right?
Yeah.
Or you're going to a fight every weekend in LA, right? It may mean that something else has to be given up. But the question is, it now brings context and perspective to what the money can do.
I love how you said, start with what experience you want to have and work your way backwards to how you can make that achievable.
Yep.
Don't start with where you want to go first.
Right.
Go with what kind of experience, and then that will dictate where you're going to go, how you're going to do it, and the budget will fit.
And we talk about this all the time. We talk about the 31 things that you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's dare to dream. Dare to dream, and then work backwards from that, and there will be some achievable experience or version of it that you can have, right? And that's why you have money.
I would love if we started up our program on that for not only our clients, but for the public.
100%.
Because we do this for our clients.
Yep.
But it'd be nice to see if we could do this for everybody else to show them how achievable their ideas can be.
That's right. Okay. Lifestyle, we talk about more. Why do we call it more than money? It's because it's about those experiences, right?
Yeah.
Now, whether people articulate it the way we've just done it, I don't know. But people feel that, right? And so what we do in the practice and what we talk about at our seminar is about how to structure so that you can have those achievable experiences and the memories for a lifetime.
And we'll be talking about that on Tuesday, July 13th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
As always, we want to thank you very much for joining Faisal and myself, Dave, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.